with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, an Emmy-winning actor from Scandal and 24 Legacy, Dan Bogatinsky. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to come by, man. So let's talk about your character on the new 24. Andy, he is a CTU analyst.
Yes.
Basically the new Chloe. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, more or less. I sort of occupy a little bit. There's a few of us now. Myself and an actress named Coral Pena, who plays sort of my younger. She just got a job there right out of college, and really the character really kind of gets under my skin. It's like I've been here for a long time, and she's now sitting right next to me and is only 23 years old, so she bugs the heck. But I'm doing a little bit of walking the walk and talking the talk of Chloe. A lot of jargon, a lot of downloading of schematics onto people's PDAs and phones.
Which is more realistic now than the original series, I think.
Yeah, I think at the time it felt really, well, that was part of the challenge of coming back and sort of pushing the technological envelope to see what's the new exciting way in which we can use technology and surveillance that feels forward, you know, and it's exciting. I mean, I love technology, and I love the sound of a keyboard clicking, which I do the whole time. I do all my own stunts.
Do you actually type anything, or do you just hit the keyboard?
I type, so I'm always typing on that keyboard, and they're like, Dan, we can't hear any of your dialogue because you're
you're a loud typer.
I'm always clicking. Can you please mime it? I'm like, sorry. I mean, every time. But
I know aggressive typers.
Yeah. If I get in front of a keyboard, I'm like, click, 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 and a headset. I mean, it's perfect. I feel like I'm a travel agent. It's awesome.
I'm always fascinated by this concept because you really got to like the outfit you wear.
Oh my
God. And you got to keep the hair. Whatever style you pick, that you got to be consistent
Absolutely
with it,
right. Except that, two things. Did not like my outfit and had to wear it the entire season.
I know. Why didn't you say something at the beginning? I would have been so particular.
Listen, there were some choices, and I was like, I definitely like this one.
Right.
And, you know, they picked a different one for and I was like, wow, I'm stuck with this one the whole time. And you wouldn't believe how many emails I sent to my producer saying, like, I think Andy should spill coffee in this episode.
That's funny.
Don't you think? Like a quick trip to Ross Dress for Less or Marshall's for a quick. And that didn't happen. Although this past week, I get pretty badly. Has that aired already? Yes. This past week, I got pretty badly wounded.
Well, that's the thing. You're not just behind a computer. No. You're getting stabbed, firing guns, and it's pretty physical, right?
Yes. I never imagined that my character would wind up in that situation. I thought I was going to be like Chloe was and whispering really softly into my headset going, all right, he's going inside the train station. He's on the right. He's right behind you. Like, that is perfect. Yeah. And then suddenly around episode 7, I was like in the garage, back in the car with, you know, on my laptop inside this truck and then picking up a gun, and suddenly I was a badass. Which was totally fun. The character really wound up going in a lot of different directions, which I had not expected when I got the part, and very exciting.
Yeah,
for
as an
me,
actor, that's great.
Totally. For a total geek and a nerd and this computer guy to wind up trying to save the world, I wind up with a knife in my leg, but I wind up saving some lives while doing it.
So. And what I think is cool is, aside from being an actor, you like to mix it up, and there are no rules. You act, you produce, you're a writer, which... I think it's great to be so diverse and be able to do all that.
It is. I love being able to do that. I've been producing with Lisa Kudrow for about 14 years now. We produce Who Do You Think You Are, the Ancestry Genealogy Show.
Yes.
And I've been a writer.
I've done that, by the way. Not your show, but I've done the genealogy.
Don't do too much, because then we can't take you on a journey.
I know. I'm still waiting for a journey, because it was sort of like when I did it, they weren't as it could be this. I think it's this.
But did you do did you do it on camera?
No. Oh, I just did my wife and I just kind of wanted to do it just sort of fun. Kind of got inspired by the show.
Did you look down both legs of both?
I mean,
the more you know, the harder it is for us, because we're trying to find a narrative in your past that we can take you on. But we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's okay. But I'm an actor.
We got to catch you.
Okay, yours was sort of basic. It just sort of gave you names and where they came from. But it wasn't like very specific.
It was the basic arithmetic version.
It wasn't a story like you guys.
No, it wasn't as in depth.
We look for a character in your past, and we've had a very exciting season with Courtney Cox and Julie Bowen, and I wonder who's coming up we have Liv Tyler's coming up, and John Stamos is coming up this season, and Noah Wiley. It's a great season, and we'll talk about your genealogy. Just stop digging.
Okay, no, I will throw my hand in the ring. I love history.
Yeah.
And then who doesn't love learning about their
so
family?
So do we. And it's great because Lisa and I, both actors and both writers, and getting the chance to sort of explore different kinds of shows, different kinds of storytelling is great for someone who, you know, for both of us who'd like to do multiple things. But at the end of the day, really, it's about trying to get, you know, keep a job and keep food on the table. And I have two kids. So a lot of people are like, why do you have so many jobs? I'm like, because I'm trying to cobble together a living.
And
so you wind up writing, producing, acting, but it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So speaking of your kids, how old are they?
My daughter just turned 12.
Okay.
Going on 20. And my son is 9 and a half.
Okay.
And you know, we're two gay dads, and my son's playing baseball now, and I was terrible at baseball. I mean, my favorite day in baseball was when I got to wear the uniform and the ball landed in my mitt and of course very quickly fell out of the mitt. And I broke my finger.
Oh.
So I literally got to sit on the bench the entire season in uniform with my finger like this, flipping the bird to everybody in the park. And I didn't have to play again, which was good news.
Which worked out.
But my son is actually quite good. And I'm finding myself turning into one of those dads. I'm like, come on, connect with the ball. I'm saying all this crap that used to torture me. And I'm saying it to my
That's
poor
great.
Kid.
Are you concerned if they want to get into this business? Would you be supportive or try to discourage them knowing how difficult it is?
That's a really good question. You know, if it was a passion of theirs and I felt like they, you know, when you're dealing with a kid or even an adult who has the thing, whatever
right.
it is, the itch, the scratch, I think I would encourage them to explore it
yeah.
in a way that would at least keep them in school. Because
right.
I know I did. I went through college and I knew I wanted to do it. And I almost quit school at one point and I kept going. And I think I would encourage that. The good news is they do not in any way, shape or form want to be a part of it.
They're oh, well, that's cool.
The least impressed. The only moment that where either of my kids were ever impressed is when my son saw a picture of me holding the gun, which was like 2 weeks ago on 24.
Right.
And meanwhile, my character's like shaking. I'd never held a gun before. It's so like, it's as badass as I get, but it's not quite as cool as I wish it were, you know?
That's great, man.
But yeah, I don't think either one of them want to go into show business.
Right on. You wrote a book too. That's so cool. That does this baby make me look straight?
Yes.
Funny title.
Apparently not. It doesn't. But yeah, I wrote a book that was sort of chronicling my journey with my husband into adoption and how we became parents, and a lot of it has to just do with the experience, first person account of the experience of the surprises of parenthood that I just didn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very universal. I mean, it really isn't, with the exception of the manner with which we wound up having a kid, which many straight couples have and single parents have. It's the sort of the adoption journey. A lot of it is just the everyday stuff of dealing with your kid. And
the journey itself is pretty difficult and complicated though, right?
It is. And so, I mean, I would never venture to tell a woman who's carried a child for 9 months that that's not difficult and challenging in its own way.
No, of course.
But I think in a good way, the universe has made it challenging to become a family. And I think that's a good thing because you have to really want it and you have to do it right. And we really worked hard at it and had a couple of false alarms. But it was challenging. We had a birth mom from Wisconsin who we nurtured during her pregnancy. And it was a decision we all made together to be the parents of our kids. And both of our kids are full siblings. The book was something that I then was able to do as an audio book, which was really fun because
yeah.
some of the pieces in the book had been performance pieces I had done in stand up, and it became a larger sort of comedic book.
You did stand up as well?
I did. It,
I like
sort
your
of,
style. Do it a lot.
Sort of, not
Renaissance
in
man.
The,
over
not
here.
In the traditional sense of stand up, but I did sort of that spoken story kind of
okay.
Uncabaret kind of stories.
Yeah.
And five or six of the pieces in the book had been performed. And, so it's a very funny account. Really, I was trying to write a book that would be like, I wish this book had been around when we were trying to become parents.
Right.
And so I think being motivated by like, what's not out there that you wish was out there is sometimes a good way to approach writing a book.
Providing a service, yeah.
So, yeah, so I still talk about the book and hope people enjoy it and hope that it's helpful to us. Dan Savage wrote a book with his partner called The Kid. And it was a huge help to us. So I'm hoping mine is as well.
Nice compliment right there. Nice. Here's a fun little fact. You went to high school with the Real Housewife of OC, Heather Dubrow.
Yes, I did. I did.
What high school is that?
Horace Greeley High School in Chappaqua, New York. A lot of people who wound up in show business. So Vanessa Williams and I were in shows together. And Heather Dubrow was a little younger than I. She always wants me to say that. Always, always. If we ever mention, I have been compelled by a court order.
Did you know her? Did you know her?
I did. Yeah, yeah. We were in a show together, and we were friends, and then we connected a few times after high school and after college, and certainly out here we have. And before she was Heather Dubrow, I think I did a pilot with her and Jenny McCarthy years ago.
Oh, wow.
And we reconnected over a lot of our high school stories. But yeah, she was a little younger than I was. Just a little Heather. Just a little.
I love those sort of random fun facts right there.
I want to put you on the spot real quick with quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Uh-oh.
Go-to karaoke song.
Summer heat from Greece.
You need somebody to sing it with, though.
I know. I can sing both parts. Are you kidding?
I'm sure you could, but then it's, you know.
It's a whole different take.
Exactly.
Different take.
Least favorite word.
God, I don't know.
It doesn't have to be that quick.
I can take a second. Least favorite word.
I've got a couple of least favorite expressions, like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Oh, my God.
People like to just put the button on.
Oh,
no. Come on.
Expressions, I can tell you tons. I hate.
Okay, give me a couple of expressions.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can't stand that. And I also hate, lately, everyone says, there you go.
There you go.
I'm like, well, there what goes? You asked me something and I said something. You said, there you go. Yeah, I don't love that one. I also hate the word bored and boring. My kids say it all the time. I'm bored. I'm like, kid, if you are bored, given what you have.
Right.
I say it every
day. You're too young.
And only boring people are bored. I mean, only boring people are bored. So my kids are like, then I'm boring.
Yes.
Well, that's not okay.
I would also add the aggressive use of the word like.
Or kind of. Anything that is sort of a qualifier, kind of. We sort of went to this place. Did you go to the place or you sort of went to the place? Like, were you in the parking lot?
Right.
You didn't actually enter the restaurant? Yeah. Sort of, kind of, like. Everything is sort of a qualifier so that you didn't really have the experience or do anything.
Right.
You just, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Next one, go-to weapon in a 24 legacy emergency.
Go-to weapon is my mouse. Point and click. You can point and click your way to a drone exploding almost anybody. Yeah, yeah. I'd say a mouse.
Time travel destination.
I think I'd want to go back to the 70s. Right in the heart of peace, love, and a different time. And pre our current situation. At this point in time, I would almost time travel in either direction outside of where we are right now, but that's just me.
I always say the 70s too, specifically late 70s disco era.
Really?
Yes.
I was going to say early 70s.
I can roll with
60s.
The early 70s too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really like that disco.
I want to hit the parties and that music.
Yeah, disco. You're right. Studio 54, go right back into that.
Right there for just a good week. Okay. Who plays you in your life story?
Oh, Ryan Gosling. Duh.
That's obvious.
It's already in the works. In my head.
In the meanwhile, you can watch 24 Legacy Mondays on Fox, and you can follow him on Twitter at Dan Pugatinsky. Thanks for stopping by.
And who do you think you are on TLC on Sunday nights?
Yes, Sunday nights, which you will soon be seeing Mario Lopez.
Oh, God willing. Thank you so much.
On with Mario Lopez.